Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Don't blow this this time.
Nice. I blow it all the time. You don't like when I blow it?
Greg.
No, I fucking hate it. Does the worst intros of all time.
Greg,
I
think you should intro it.
Making up words.
Greg.
Do you notice that?
Greg, what? You should intro the show.
Oh, okay.
Let me intro you introing the show.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That just ruins the whole thing, because then the intro is done already.
Yeah, oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
So he just snuck his way back into the
intro.
Sucks.
Yeah. All right, just do the intro, Brian. Continue the downward spiral of the show at the top of the show.
Yeah.
But then people have, you know, lower expectations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true.
And then Brian, like, that show was amazing. It started out like shit.
Yeah.
That's true. Go for it, Brian. Job. All right, here we
Let's
go.
Let's count them in. 5, 4,
see, I think
three,
that's the thing is that I need to bring
one,
my harmonica right. back in.
So no, really no more harmonica.
Introduce it like yeah.
And if you count in, leave out the 2 and 1.
Got
here
it.
We go.
5, 4, 3, 2.
No, you gotta leave out the 2.
Okay. Leave out the 2.
Action.
Go ahead. Here we go.
Action.
Ready?
Sound speed?
Speeding.
Camera's up?
Mm-hmm. Camera's behind the camera. We're action. A radio show. It's a podcast.
5, 4, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Greg Hoyt.
Wait, what? Oh, okay. Ah, hello. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
That's it?
I'm Gregory Hoyt.
That was horrible.
That was good, right?
You just ended the show.
Oh, okay. Let's do it again. Let's try it again.
We have the outro.
No, let's try it again. I'm sorry. That was...
All right, count it back in
from
the top.
Okay, and don't be surprised this time when we
okay, well, I didn't know that we decided that... Okay.
All right, here we go.
Count it in. Camera's up.
And
sound. We don't have a camera. It's a podcast.
Speed.
Speed.
We're speeding.
All right. Carla, why don't you count it in?
And 5, 4, 3.
Ladies and gentlemen... Mr. Gregory Hoyt.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Gregory Hoyt. Welcome to the Shide Show.
Yay! Oh, I'm alongside Brian Gerard and Robert Shide.
Hello.
Yay. Hello. Hey.
Robert, it's great that you came to the show this week.
I'm here every week.
Bullshit. Today, I am very pleased and excited and honored...
Just period.
Period after each of those.
Okay.
I'm very pleased.
Excited.
Excited.
Mm-hmm.
And honored.
Great. Good
to
you.
To introduce...
Oh, there's more.
Our second most beautiful guest of all time.
Mm.
Carla. What's your middle name?
No, I can't tell
you. Okay. Oh. Carla.
Lee.
Come on! Welcome back, Carla.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, gentlemen. It's
been
a pleasure.
Man. Top two.
Of really? All time.
Of
Where
all
have
time.
You been?
You know, been out and about.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I honestly think Carla's one of those girls that gets around more than we think she does.
Wait.
Sexually?
That sounds like it'd be an insult.
No, this is not an insult. It's
employment-wise,
talking
just around the world? Travel. Let's say travel.
I do things.
Yeah.
You do strike me as an adventurous woman.
I'm quite an adventurer. I like to travel and explore the world and its cabins.
Carla is one phone
like
call
Earhart.
Away. She's one phone call away from a gentleman caller.
What?
Calling her and her being like, I'm out. I'm going to go to...
Kentucky Derby today. Yep. Oh, how lovely.
Oh,
she's always
like,
a phone call away.
Oh, really?
I never go, though. I'm so lame.
Why don't you go? Why
My
don't you say yes
to really
that?
Mad at me when I don't. I'd be like, Mom, this guy asked me to go to St. Bart's last week. And she's like,
what?
Oh, my God, you should go. And then I'm like, maybe.
Do you say no because of the implied sort of things that go along with it?
Because you don't want to have to
pressure
with these guys?
Hand job.
No,
hand
I don't
job.
Care.
Hand job.
Not that I don't care about sleeping with them.
Hand job.
No, I don't care anybody anything. You want to take me on vacation and you want a pretty bird on your arm? All right.
Yeah.
I'll take a free vacation.
But clearly something stops you. Is it just that you can't
just
be bothered?
Yeah, fucking integrity.
Hey-ho.
Whoa.
Attagirl.
Congratulations.
Right.
Fucking Carly. Integrity.
That's the problem.
Integrity is a beautiful thing.
No, it's in the way, and it's annoying, and I'm not tan because of integrity.
Nice. Yeah. So you don't tan and you don't go on exotic vacations because you have high integrity.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
Sucks.
Mm. That totally sucks.
That's funny. I have a lot of older guys calling me and asking me to go to St. Bart's, too.
I bet you do.
I'm Hey-o. Sure you do.
Carla, have you noticed how pale I am? It's because of my integrity.
Robert's integrity keeps him in the room upstairs.
Now, Carla, you have an extraordinary amount of talents.
I do.
One of talents. Mm-hmm. You do. I mean, you're
talent
actress.
Wait,
talent.
Like, no, talent.
Just claws talent. that will rip one's heart out.
I never noticed that.
No,
before.
I don't.
Oh. Are you a Scorpio?
No, I'm an Aries.
What are you? Aries.
Yeah. What does that even mean?
I'm a Ram.
I'm a Scorpio.
I know. I can tell.
Oh.
How can you tell?
Because he's a Scorpio. Uh-huh.
What am I?
So obvious.
Oh, see. So I get that a lot.
You...
This is dangerous.
Are a Sagittarius?
Taurus?
Absolutely not.
A Taurus?
No.
I don't know what that
Leo.
Means.
Leo.
No.
Damn it.
Gemini?
Ah.
You're a Gemini?
Not at all.
No.
Oh. No.
Crap, we've said them all.
We've said
you're
all
Cancer.
Of them.
No.
Boo.
Well, I guess that doesn't...
You're a leprechaun.
Pisces. You're Pisces.
Whatever I... Yes.
Pisces?
Your birthday's right before mine. I knew
Pisces.
That. Yeah.
I'm a Pisces.
Okay.
And you're a what?
Aries.
Aries.
Yes.
Shy is a...
Sagittarius.
No, no,
no.
Not
he's a peacemaker. He's an Aquarius.
I am a Sagittarius.
Are you?
What?
Yeah, I'm a Sagittarius.
You're a
I'm December 19th, so I guess I'm on the...
It's my dad's birthday.
Really?
Yes.
That's 1 month after my birthday.
That's a beautiful thing.
Nice.
I guess I'm also on... I'm on the cusp. So
of
say,
the next one.
Capricorn.
Mm-hmm.
Are you really?
Yeah, right?
I don't know about that.
That's what I was told. Well, my brother is December 24th. He's a Capricorn.
December 23rd is Capricorn. Deadly.
Is that
Buddy, I don't think
okay,
you're on
so
the cusp.
Not
you're
the cusp
a hardcore Sagittarius.
All right, that's what I am.
I'm on a cusp.
People have lied to me.
We're a good match, by the way.
Oh.
Greg, maybe right, we should.
Welcome back a second time.
There's a wedding at the Shide Show today.
Yeah.
Now, when girls say things like that to you in real life, not on the radio
panic,
show,
do you panic
do you
and
panic?
Get a raging hard-on?
I don't panic.
You don't panic?
No.
Because that's a flirt. Like, if this was Carla in real life and her being like, oh, we're a good match, that's a flirt.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do with that?
What do you mean? Like in real life?
Yeah.
Well, in real life, I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's date. Let's see how things are going.
Date.
Let's date.
Shall
let's
we date?
Shall we?
Let's go.
But what?
On a
you
date.
Know? What am I supposed to do? I'm not gonna be like, oh, I accept your proposal after having met you this one time at the bar.
How can you tell that I'm a Scorpio and you can't tell what these guys?
Oh,
are?
God, because you're
He's
asking
still stuck
me
on
again.
It. Exactly.
That's how right. I can tell.
Because it's
oh,
all
see?
About you, Greg.
That's it.
Yeah.
Scorpios. You know what Scorpios are all about? Scorpios.
No doubt. Man.
Being a Scorpio.
Crazy.
And sex.
As much as you. You make fun of Chicago, you're just like Chicago. You know how you know about Greg Hoyt? It's all you talk about.
Ouch.
A lot of times I'll ask guests, what was your first impression of me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you have a first impression of Greg?
Of you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She doesn't remember it.
Yeah, she doesn't remember it.
Done.
I wasn't actually asking
actually,
that.
I remember you had a good outfit on.
Oh, whoa.
Yes.
That's a good...
And I work in fashion.
Mm.
So,
Carla, you're a stylist.
Correct.
You?
What
yes.
was I wearing? Do you remember?
I think you had a Henley on, and like you had that cool medallion around your neck.
Oh,
I loved
yeah.
the medallion. That
What's
was
a Henley?
It's
sounds like a car.
Kind of like what she's got on.
It's
now.
Sort of like, yeah, a shirt with like a couple of buttons up here.
Oh, okay.
It's very like Abercrombie and Fitch, uh-huh. like kind of a look.
Gotcha.
All
right.
So I did
I
okay.
like Henleys on guys.
Mm. All right.
For some reason.
Mm-hmm. Understandable.
Note to self,
I'm writing notes.
Yeah.
Note to self, note on computer.
In all truthiness, I really think, Carla, you could stand to take a few tips here from Carla.
Well, I'm an open book.
Right. Didn't you do something to Brian? Didn't you, like, go to his house? He called me one day. I was like, what's up? He's like, Carla Cavalli just came over and tore half my fucking wardrobe out of my closet and told me to never wear that again. I was like, are you fucking serious? And
it
he was
awesome.
Serious.
It was
I
awesome.
Haven't had a chance to talk to you about that yet.
I don't know if
that
I was so
great.
Vicious. Was I so vicious?
Well, it's better to say that you were, because it really...
It's a better story.
Did you
story.
Hear how he mentioned your talons
my
a little
talons,
while ago?
Yeah.
That's how he thought you went into his closet
yeah.
and destroyed
it,
things.
It was one of the best
like
things. And I think Carla, that's a service that Carla could provide at a very high rate.
What, like
to
guys
people.
Are going to pay you to come in?
Yes,
do that?
Absolutely.
I do it every so often.
Yeah.
Or they're called my closet consults, where I come in and I basically like go through your closet
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
tell you what you should keep and
mm-hmm.
what you... I try not to tell people what to get rid of because people are very weird with their clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's kind of like a hoarding thing.
Oh my God, it's so people are so weird about their clothes. Like
yeah.
even if it's a random T-shirt from high school,
sure.
they will not get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, there's a lot of emotional elements
yes.
attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some jeans. Some people like to
true.
Keep, and they're specific.
But the truth is, if you're not wearing them, get rid of them.
Yeah,
people
but,
hang
but
on to
a
shit.
A lot of people don't do
yeah.
that, dude.
Yeah.
At all.
But what Carla does, I literally got rid of 50% of my closet, and. She also then goes through what you have kept and puts outfits together. Be
that's
like, wear this with this, wear this with this, do this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Make in the whole layers conversation we had. I mean, it was a whole like sort of.
I educate.
Thing.
What's
it was
layers
an education
conversation?
Of how
men forget to use clothes other than one layer. Like, guys will just wear a t-shirt.
Like
or a
I am right
shirt.
Now.
Yeah, like...
And Robert is.
Well, look, I'm not Brian dressed is. For success right now.
Right.
Normally, I will say I wear a lot of Express shirts, the button button-down shirts. That's what I like to wear.
Nice. Express. I've seen you looking good often.
See?
Whenever I've seen
See, you. I would disagree with you on that. I would say that Robert could stand to have a little
Carla but everybody can. Everybody could stand to have a little stylist consult.
So, okay, right now, what are some things that guys should be looking to wear that we don't think about, you know?
Like, this is how I feel about sort of menswear versus women. Women have all these things to make them look pretty. They've got clothing, and then they've got accessories, and then
like
they've got hair and makeup.
And they can put, like, feathers in their hair.
Yeah.
And not look like they're trying to be a Native American.
Or Stephen Tyler? Perry?
Tyler.
Stephen Perry.
Lead singer Journey.
Right, I'm talking about Stephen Tyler.
Right, yeah. Meryl Smith.
So don't say Stephen Perry when I'm
I didn't say Stephen Perry, you said Stephen Perry.
Yeah, Greg, I think it was your fault.
Joe Perry.
Scorpio.
Yeah, Joe Perry.
That's all right. So, women have accessories.
So women have that.
Yeah.
Men forget that they sort of have the same ability because they like to just do a one layer.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to really remember that you could do a t-shirt with or a white beater with like a tank top, a Henley on top, and then a button-up shirt, and then a jacket, or a hoodie, and then a cute little leather jacket, and layer pieces as your accessories.
Why do you do that? Because it looks cool? Because then you're like, oh, hey, that guy has all sorts of shit.
Yeah, it's
happening.
Like a little more interesting. It makes you mysterious. It makes it look like you can dress.
However, when it's like 95 degrees,
I know it's a little hot.
What do we? One of my friends, you know, Gigi. You guys,
The ginger red.
Oh, Gigi,
potty mouth psychopath. I like that chick.
She's great.
Yeah. She was on the show one time,
twice,
two times.
She's into fashion, and she was like, fashion isn't comfortable. Right, that's her sort of one thing she said to me before.
She knows she looks good when she feels like trash, like when she feels like she can't.
Well, like certain, she says that for like certain shoes, they can look amazing on a woman, but they can be ridiculously uncomfortable, and they're wearing it anyway because
generally,
it looks amazing.
Yes,
clothes, jeans, whatever it may be.
I mean, I don't necessarily subscribe to that same philosophy.
I mean,
but if I'm going out for a night out on a date to the opera, I'm not going to wear a pair of flip-flops because they're comfy.
Well, of course.
You know, I'm going to wear a 4-inch pair of fuck me pumps because they're sexier.
Because you're going to the opera, right?
God bless you.
Yes.
Nothing like Puccini and fuck me pumps.
No doubt, dude.
I mean, that's really nothing romantic. Like that. That's a romantic place
I think
to
it
go.
Is, yeah. Mm. So we've talked clothing layers. What about accessories? I mean, for me, it's like I'm a watch guy, but I don't really do like rings and all that other stuff. And Greg's got paint on his hands.
I got bling and paint on my hands.
You know, I love watches on guys.
Yeah.
All sorts of watches are good. You know, the chunkier and the more masculine, the better, obviously.
But it has to fit. I think it has to fit.
Mm-hmm.
I went to this event, and it was like a CU, University of Colorado, like business school event. So there's this guy who walks up to the table in a suit that was clearly like too big for him.
Uh-huh.
It just looked bad on him.
Yeah.
A watch that was super huge, clunky, and like was sliding up and down his arm.
Yeah.
And it looked to me like, number one, he was trying too hard to make himself look like, hey, I'm making money. Mm-hmm. And number two, it looked like he was just wearing his dad's clothes.
He probably lost a lot of weight recently or something and hasn't gone out and bought new clothes.
Or he robbed someone outside the stadium.
I think that he personally dresses that way thinking that he's doing
it. Well, I mean, everyone has their own style. His just happens to be wrong.
Yeah.
Now, the thing that that I've learned from Carla Cavalli, too, is wear clothes that fit you properly.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I had a couple of suit coats, and I put it on. She'd be like, well, you either get rid of that or you get a tailor to fit you. And I would wear this thing all the time. Be like, that doesn't. This is how it's supposed to fit. Mm-hmm. And
so you were wearing that thing all the time, and then she came in and were like, you look like a dickhead.
Get rid of it.
And did you think about, like, wow, I've been wearing this shirt
I definitely
jacket.
Go out looking like an asshole and have been for the last 32 years.
No, the general public doesn't think you look like an asshole.
Subconsciously.
No, they just know he does. They know he is an asshole when they talk to him.
Well, he's definitely
an asshole. Gigi told me the same thing, because I felt like afterwards I realized, wow, I was kind of dressing, I look like a human hanger.
Uh-huh.
You know, if the clothes are too big, then it doesn't look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's sloppy.
Yeah.
It always reads sloppy. And if a girl is interested in a man, she's going to look at the guy that's like a little more tailored and a little like more sophisticated and put together than the guy who's like wearing a giant pair of saggy jeans with his boxers hanging out and like a big t-shirt.
Well, now, this is the real reason of fashion, obviously, is to attract the opposite sex.
Always.
Or same sex.
That's a reason for everything.
Always.
Yeah. Or just, you know, in general, just to be courting, you know, to get people's attention.
Now, would you say that in L.A., because I feel like a lot of people dress to try and make it look like they didn't spend a lot of time dressing themselves.
They do, correct.
Do you find that people tend to overdo it? They overdress in scenarios like going out or
like over undress?
Yeah.
Like over look like they don't
over
care.
In one way or the other. Like they care too much or.
LA style is so strange. I come from New York. Hmm. So.
What's it like
I
there?
I still think I subscribe to the New York vibe, which is you're never really underdressed. So if I go out to dinner, I put on a dress and I put on heels.
Okay.
And I, you know, it's about enjoying fashion and enjoying pretty things that you've bought and that you want to show off.
Interesting.
Or,
sure.
Or things that make you feel good. Whereas in Los Angeles, it's a little bit more about like comfort and like the trying not too hard kind of situation, which I think is okay for daytime.
Yeah.
But for night, I think you should take it a step up.
Sure.
That's
what. And what does that entail exactly? Give us like a hard example of an outfit that's during the day that can then translate into night.
That can translate.
That can translate, or what kind of adjustments you make to make it translate into night?
Okay, well for men, I'm going to say what I don't like.
Okay.
First, I don't want to see a pair of ratted, tatted, like crappy, like jeans ripped up, like taking me out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's just not fun.
No.
It's
unless you're Slash.
Unless you're
like
a rock star.
And roll.
Yeah, if you're a rock star, fine.
Then you own
but
it.
I'm not really dating all that many rock stars these days. So it just doesn't work. I prefer a guy, like if for instance he's coming from the office and he has a pair of really dark jeans on. Dark wash jeans always translate from day to night really, really well.
So dark jeans are good.
Dark jeans are great.
Talk about tops, top side.
Tops. I mean, button up shirts are always really good. The safe bet for guys.
Yeah.
The safest bet always is to go with a pair of really dark wash jeans, a nice button-up shirt, and a pair of boots.
And that's what I do. But the problem is, according to
are
them...
Are you picking the wrong jeans, though?
No. They're nice jeans.
Don't listen to them about the Express shirts. Express shirts are great.
No. They're telling me that I should be taking her out for whiskey in
the
afternoon.
I didn't even say... Yeah. I did.
Why?
I said you should take this girl out to whiskey and get her drunk. Because I saw a picture of this girl that he was going to take out, and I immediately was like... Oh, this bird doesn't want to go for ice cream. This bird wants to go and fucking have a little bit of a risky adventure.
Meaning what?
I don't know. Meaning not ice cream. So I gave him an example of like, go get her a couple shots of whiskey. I don't know. Like do something out of the box.
Okay.
But he went and got her ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
That's a cute date. That's a cute little date.
Cute.
It is
a cute
date. Never to be heard from again.
For a 7-year-old.
I like ice cream.
Thank you.
Me too.
See?
But don't you think
but
that
you
like...
you know what? Gelato. Step it up a notch and go get
gelato. Well, gelato's pretty awesome. Yeah.
I'm just saying, man. Come on.
That's true.
Like, just a little adventure.
This is coming from the man who wants to split the fucking bill.
That's exactly. True. Hey, this is coming from a guy who was like, I'll have two shots of Jack. Give her a bill. Give me a bill.
Don't take it.
Okay.
Hey, barkeep,
stricken.
Two shots of Jack.
Yeah.
She's paying
her own.
Because I don't want to drink it anyway.
I can't believe you're calling this back from the other episode that we recorded.
It was memorable.
Ago.
It was memorable.
I really remember that you were.
Oh, man.
Cheapskate. So, Carly, you do, as a stylist, do you also do, like, big events, like weddings or, you know?
She styles for the stars.
Oh.
I recently helped a friend rework her mother's wedding gown.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes,
and how was that?
Great. I have a bit of an aversion to brides these days. She was really great. She was really easy. Okay.
Do you believe in marriage?
I do believe in marriage.
Why?
I don't know.
You just have a faith that we're supposed to be married.
Be careful. These questions, they just...
They're loaded. I can
tell.
Every time. His eyes are searing through my brain and my
No, I'm just... I'm fucking fascinated.
If I flash my boobs, we just go.
Yeah. It's worth a try,
I'll just go into a stun. Silence. But you don't want to answer that question. There's a couple of
ways. Finally figured out how to shut Greg down.
Flash your boobs.
Yeah.
Do I believe in marriage? I think it's wonderful. I don't think it's for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think some people do really well with it, clearly. And 50% of the population doesn't.
63%.
No,
actually.
Is it up to that now?
63%.
No, it's not that
high. That's not that high.
63% divorce rate in America.
That's horseshit.
Okay.
Is it really?
Yes.
All right. Fine. 63%.
Wow. Not that I know that fact cold. I just hate weddings.
Hey-o.
See,
I like to say that I hate weddings, but then when I get there, I have a really good time.
Really?
So what
because you're not the
don't
one
like?
Making that choice.
Yeah.
What is it you don't like about it, then? You don't like... You said you brides.
I don't like all the hoo-ha and the bull crap that
dog
comes
and
before
pony
in
show.
It. Like,
yeah.
I can't do wedding showers. I can't, like... I'm the worst bridesmaid. I've already, like, had problems with girlfriends because they've asked me to be bridesmaids, and I said no, and now we're not friends anymore.
It's
no
incredible. Way. Well, I've heard...
Girls would be like, oh, you're not my friend then?
Well, this is the thing. I've heard...
Because you don't want to spend thousands of dollars on that fucking dog and pony show.
I'm just a bad bridesmaid. I don't do anything.
Right.
I
why would you?
I've heard about the expectations that bridesmaids... the expectations that are placed upon bridesmaids. I think it's just, like, overwhelming. It's astounding.
Yeah, it's
that
crazy.
A bride would want or, like, require somebody else to say, okay, put this stuff together for me.
Yeah. And not only one person, a whole group of people. Like, buy this dress. Let's go to Vegas. Let's do these showers. Let's buy me all this shit. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Then an engagement party. And an engagement party.
Oh, that's
and
right.
then an actual wedding.
Yeah. And then the wedding is actually a 4-day weekend affair.
Yes.
Of
maybe
parties,
out of state.
Pre-parties, mm-hmm. rehearsal dinners,
yeah.
post-party,
hotels.
Blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And it's a bit, it's a racket.
You
the
can spend,
totally.
You as a bridesmaid, and as a groomsman, I can speak from experience, you can spend well over $2,000 in a heartbeat.
Easy.
In a heartbeat.
That's like, that's being
that's
conservative.
That's pretty low end.
That's being conservative.
And I think that's fucked up.
I agree. I'm not the girl that's going to sit here and say, oh, but they're so beautiful and weddings are great and blah, blah, blah. I think it's, you know, it's, but it's a $1 billion business in this country and everybody wants their special day. I just don't understand how the word bride is now equated with being a totally self-centered
psychopath,
insane asshole.
Dictator. What happened?
What? Sure. Where did that come from? Do we blame the Hollywood? Is it the movies?
Let's just blame Robert. Let's blame Robert.
Me. Go ahead. No, but I'm a swall. I want a small wedding.
I thought you were going to say I'm a swallower.
I'm a swallower.
I was like, why are you saying
what's
this? Are you just telling us this?
You got to blame me, guys.
Okay, so what is a small wedding? What is the definition?
Anything under $10,000. Seriously, if you can get away with a wedding for under 10 grand, you fucking won. And that's my MO for sure.
I think my brother did it well with, I don't even know, we had like only 35 or 40 people there. It was small.
That's so
we
pretty
went up
big.
To Mendocino, and it was like rented out a couple houses.
But that's still pretty big.
It was beautiful. But that was not that big.
It's like, not 200 people
like
now.
Like 35. Yeah. I think 35 is really what we had, max.
Yeah.
And it was like very close family, so we didn't have any of the drama of that. Mm. And it wasn't, I mean, people were there to have a good time in Mendocino.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't, everything wasn't didn't revolve around the wedding. Wedding weekend.
Yeah.
So there were
but
no expectations there.
People wouldn't really be in Mendocino County if there wasn't a wedding.
Right. But I mean, ultimately, it was like you want to go there to have fun.
Yeah.
On top of, you know.
Have you guys ever been
travel.
To sham weddings where you're just show up? Like, you show up and you're like, this is a fucking, this is a disaster.
Yeah.
This is
plenty.
Doomed. Like,
plenty of them.
90%?
Are you ever going to get married, Beach?
Are you going to get married, BG?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's a tough thing to say. I just, is the...
Whoa, did you have to just... Whoa. You just had to do a deep breath?
Wow. Oh, my God.
Whoa, did you see that?
I did.
He, like, I could see the computer frying on his ass. Like, he dumped
smoke
a...
Smoke.
Yeah.
How
he dumped a cup of water.
We're going off.
He dumped a cup of water on the keyboard.
I would never say that I'm there's absolutely no way I could say I'm never going to get married, because I very well may at some point. But I will say that the ceremony of what that day would be, I think, would be very simple.
And you've married people before, actually.
Two couples.
Two
I have
couples.
Two.
You
one,
have two?
One couple.
No kidding.
Yeah.
My best friend,
your breasts,
Seth. My breasts.
My breasts.
I married my breasts.
I'm actually ordained as well, but I have a lot of marriages. Yeah,
you've
brother,
never done it?
No, my brother has married a couple people, but I'm
so why'd you get ordained? Because you were bored?
No, I had the opportunity to...
Maybe he felt
to,
like it.
Yeah, truth, so God, truth. Why are you getting me on me like that?
Some
God.
I'm really good at it, though. Marrying
are you?
People. Yeah. Both ceremonies that I did were pretty good. Pretty spot on.
Really?
Are
yeah.
they still together?
They were.
Yeah, are they still together?
Yeah, both couples are doing very well. Have
I know
a great
so many
family.
People have gotten divorced already.
There's...
Those colored glasses, mister.
Yeah.
Boom. Yeah, they're my rose glasses.
In the last... Since I've known people to get married, say in the last 15 years of people... Of weddings that I've gone to, definitely over... 50%, right in and around the national statistic have come to fruition in my experience.
And now,
really?
Out of that
not
50%...
Mine.
Not mine either.
Wait, now out of that 50%, there are 50% still married. What percentage of those marriages are super pumped up, like happy, functioning marriages?
50%.
50% of those. So 25% are actually... Wait, like, you're saying the whole 50%?
Oh, no. 50% half. Of the 50%.
Yeah. So 25%.
Well, it's actually less than that statistically.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right. I would say in and around that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That are like, I'm really happily married.
This is going well.
Yeah.
You know, Brian, I think those statistics just play to who your friends are. Because maybe. I can say that weddings that I've been to, the people are all still together and
how long
seem
ago
to be pretty
have
happy.
These weddings happened?
One was 2 months ago.
Okay, yeah, that's great that's still going really
one,
well,
you know, one was a couple, like 3 years ago.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'm talking
4 years ago, and then another like 5 years
we're
ago.
We're talking 10
ago. I'm talking 14, 15 years.
Wow, no, I don't
time.
Know how many weddings I can go
give
back
it,
that
give
month.
It some time.
Wow. That's a very positive outlook.
You were going to weddings when you were like 12.
Seriously. Yeah.
7 years old.
15, 16, 17, yeah.
You didn't officiate those, did you?
No, I was thinking no. that.
Hold on. No, I officiated only in the last few months, but quite honestly, I believe in love.
Oh, you do?
I do believe in love.
That's nice.
Carla, thanks for stopping by again.
Oh my God,
thanks,
what a Carla.
It's always great having you back. We're going to keep having you on. I hope that's okay.
Oh man, I believe in love too. Oh. I love the Shy Joe.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
puppies and kittens and rainbows.
Oh. Why did you have to say that?
Why?
Oh my God.
Puppies and kittens and rainbows.
Yeah.
Yeah, why
it's
is
not over
that?
The top. That was fine.
What does that mean?
That was good.
It just means love.
It's all love.
Oh,
I didn't
love
say marriage, all right?
Oh, cool.
Carla, thank you.
On behalf thank you, of Carla.
Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt, I am Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
We're the Scheid Show.
Yay. Yay.
Some from a mile away, but in my state of mind, I let him make his play. Hey boy, have you seen the other side? Yeah, in this man, I saw the devil's hand, so I looked at him, man, the man said this time is